A local company has gone into the production of face masks to better protect Barbadians from the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Anna Hadjity is assistant manager with Yankee Garments, and she tells us that prior to going into this type of venture, COVID-19 has had a big impact on this company.
The introduction of this virus into Barbados has meant, obviously, a significant decrease in business. We've had to, obviously lay off almost all the staff, and that has obviously negative impacts for many people across Barbados. We employ some 45 persons, and thankfully we were able to start this initiative to produce the face masks, which means that we can start to employ a few persons at least, and do what we can to get the economy going. So we're hopeful that this initiative takes off and is successful and beneficial to persons across Barbados. A little over a week ago, we were approached by the Rotary Club, who was looking for a local manufacturer to produce face masks. Initially, we weren't really sure if it's something we wanted to do because we had no experience, making face masks. We didn't know much about it, but we just started to do research. Then samples were put together. We were then also approached by the Barbados Manufacturers Association to, again, they wanted to find a local manufacturer to do face masks. And then with their support, also the support of the Attorney General's office, we were then granted permission to open our factory to begin production. And so we were able to get about 5 or 6 of our staff members who were willing to participate in the project. And yesterday was the first day of production. And since then, the response to this has been completely viral. I mean, it has just blown up, and we're very excited, for what this means. We're looking forward to getting masks out there and seeing what the response is.
And given the fact that we are in a curfew, how is distribution being done?
Right. So this is the challenge that we're currently facing. When the project was approved by the Attorney General's office, there was no 24-hour curfew. There was a curfew, but it was from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. which meant that persons could have still come to our factory in Newton to purchase the mask. Now, since then, with this new curfew, we have been in touch again with the AG's office and reached out to them with a proposal for how we can distribute the masks. I cannot comment any further on it. We have not had a response as yet, and we're very hopeful that, by the end of today, if not sooner, we will get some kind of permission, because we have customers that are ready to purchase. We have customers that are, anxious to get them. So we're very, very hopeful that this permission comes through and that we're able to proceed.
The proposal is to do a type of curbside pickup. What we mean by this is that persons will submit their orders via email. They will then be given an order number and a time slot within which they can collect. And this would take place at our Newton factory, but without having to actually come into our office. It would all be arranged beforehand, so when persons come, their orders will already be, packaged and ready for collection. And that way, it's a quick, easy turnaround without having long lines of persons, waiting for orders.
Anna Hadjity of Yankee Garments on Sajikwa's Early Business.